Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. India's defense export crosses 21,000 crore rupee mark for the first time, grew over 32% in 2023-24 financial year. Home Minister Amit Shah speaks to Chief Ministers of West Bengal, Assam and Manipur after storm hits the states, assures all assistance. IMD forecasts more number of heatwave days in most parts of the country until June. In sports, Mirabai Chanu becomes the only Indian weightlifter to qualify for Paris Olympics. And in cricket, match underway between Mumbai Indians and Rajasthan Royals at Mumbai. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has said for the first time the country's defence exports have crossed the 21,000 crore rupee mark in 2023-24. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said the defence export has witnessed a spectacular growth of more than 32% over the previous fiscal year. He said the Defence Ministry has taken several initiatives to spur India's defence manufacturing and exports. The minister said the country's defence industries, including the private sector and defence public sector undertakings, have registered a commendable performance in recent years. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke to the chief ministers of West Bengal, Assam and Manipur after the severe loss suffered due to a storm in these states. He assured them of all possible assistance. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said he is deeply concerned about the severe loss suffered due to the storm. He also extended condolences to the families of the deceased and prayed for the swift recovery of the injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India needs to become economically self-reliant in the next 10 years so that the nation is not impacted much by global factors. Speaking at the commemoration ceremony of 90 years of the Reserve Bank of India in Mumbai today, the Prime Minister said the transformation of the Indian banking sector is a case study. He said the banking sector has become profitable and credit growth has been increasing due to the steps taken by his government and the RBI in the last decade. A Delhi court today sent Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Arvind Kejriwal to judicial custody till the 15th of this month in the money laundering case related to the alleged liquor policy scam. The AAP leader was arrested on the 21st of March by the Enforcement Directorate. Special CBI Judge Kaveri Baveja of the Rouse Avenue Court passed the order after Chief Minister Kejriwal was produced in court on the expiry of his ED custody. Earlier on the 22nd of last month, the trial court remanded him for 6 days of ED custody, which was further extended by 4 days. The Supreme Court today refused to put a stay on the scientific survey of the disputed Bhotshala and Kamal Maula Mosque complex located in Madhya Pradesh's Dhar district. The excavation process is currently going on at the complex in the district as part of the court-mandated survey being conducted by the Archaeological Survey of India. A bench of Justices Rishikesh Roy and P.K. Mishra, in an interim direction, said no action should be taken without its permission on the basis of the outcome of the ASI survey. It also clarified that no physical excavation should be taken in disputed sites, which will change its character. Earlier on the 11th of March, the High Court's Indore bench had ordered the ASI to conduct a scientific survey of the medieval-era Bhotshala structure in the Dhar district. In another matter, the Apex Court today refused to stay the Varanasi court order of the 31st of January by which Hindu parties were allowed to hold puja in the southern cellar of the Gyanvapi Mosque. A bench of Chief Justice of India, CJID by Chandrachur with Justices J.B. Partiwala and Manoj Mishra, however, ordered the parties to maintain status quo at the Gyanvapi premises to enable both the communities to offer religious prayers. This arrangement will continue till the case is finally decided. Elections are the cornerstone of any democracy, and in the case of India, which is the world's largest democracy, their significance is unparalleled. The sheer magnitude of conducting such a monumental exercise every 5 years is a feat in itself, yet India consistently achieves it with success. Our correspondent brings you an interesting anecdote of this festival of democracy.
India boasts one of the most engaged and participatory populations when it comes to electing their representatives. In the first general election in 1952, a young electorate decorated ballot boxes with flowers and vermilion, treating them as objects of worship. Over the past 7 decades, the nation has evolved into a mature democracy where each individual understands their role and responsibility while actively participating in the electoral process. This is truly reflected in the story of Kavita Thackeray from the Bhiwandi constituency of Maharashtra. On her wedding day, Kavita went missing, causing anxiety for her family. It was only when she returned with her finger inked that they breathed a sigh of relief. Kavita's selfless decision to postpone her wedding celebrations momentarily to cast her vote not only reflects her deep sense of civic duty, but also her commitment to democratic principles. This is Durgesh Bhadauria for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir has a total of 5 parliamentary constituencies. Out of these 5 constituencies, 2 are located in Jammu Division and 3 fall in the Kashmir Division. The Jammu Division of the UT has 2 parliamentary constituencies, Jammu Parliamentary Constituency and Udhampur Parliamentary Constituency, which covers a total of 8 districts of the Union Territory out of the 20 districts. The Udhampur Parliamentary Constituency will go to poll in the first phase on April the 19th, for which 12 candidates are in the fray. A report.
The 4 Udhampur Parliamentary Constituency is the most developed constituency in India and it has seen tremendous development in the last 9 years. This constituency covers 20,230 square kilometers of mountainous Himalayan terrain. The constituency covers 5 districts of Jammu Division including Kathua, Udhampur, Doda, Kishtwar and Ramban. The population of the parliamentary constituency is over 24 lakhs and there are a total 16,74,277 electorates in the constituency. The constituency has 18 assembly segments and 2,637 polling stations. This constituency has earned its name in the country and world as the birthplace of purple revolution, which has given birth to agri-tech startups not only in J&K but across India. Now there are 12 candidates from different political parties and independent in fray for the 4th Udhampur parliamentary constituency, polling for which is scheduled in the first phase on April 19, 2024 from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is N. Gulshan Rana for Akashvani News, Jammu.
Kendrapara MP Anubhav Mohanty today joined the BJP. He was inducted into the party in the presence of BJP General Secretary Vinod Tawade at party headquarters in New Delhi. Mr. Mohanty had recently resigned from the BJD. The meeting of BJP's Election Manifesto Committee was held at party headquarters in New Delhi today. The committee deliberated upon the party's manifesto for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. It was the first meeting of the 27-member committee headed by senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh. Senior party leader and Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is the convener of the panel. On the other hand, the Congress Central Election Committee was also held in New Delhi to decide the name of the candidates for the Lok Sabha elections in Telangana. On the other hand, Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar campaigned in Mandya today after Congress candidate Venkatramani Gowda filed his nomination. Janata Dal Secular State President H.D. Kumaraswamy is the rival candidate of Mr. Gowda. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024. A special program on the general elections every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You are listening to the news at 9. The country is anticipated to experience extreme heat wave conditions in the upcoming 2.5 months. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Union Minister for Earth Sciences, Kiran Rijiju, said he had a useful meeting with stakeholders in view of the upcoming elections amid the prediction of extreme heat.
हीट वेव के समय में कम से कम लोगों को नुकसान हो इसको व्यवस्था के लिए तैयारी की हुई है. हीट वेव को रोकने के लिए स्टेक होल्डर से राज्य सरकारों के साथ मिलकर के मेरे अध्यक्षता में 2 दिनों का बैठक हुई. उसमें पूरा तैयारी कैसे कैसे किया उसका एक पेशकश की गई है और आगे और क्या करना चाहिए इसका भी एडवाइजरी जारी किया गया है.
Director General of India Meteorological Department Dr. Mrityunjaya Mohapatra said a longer number of heatwave days this summer in many areas of central, northern plains and southern part of the country. He said the maximum temperature between April and June is likely to remain above normal. Dr. Mohapatra said गुजरात, सेंट्रल महाराष्ट्र, नॉर्थ कर्नाटका, राजस्थान, मध्य प्रदेश, ओडिशा, नॉर्थ छत्तीसगढ़ एंड आंध्र प्रदेश are likely to experience the worst impact of heat waves. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has launched a new and more user-friendly version of its complaint redress system, Scores 2.0. It said the new version of Scores will make the process more efficient through auto-routing, auto-escalation, monitoring by the designated bodies, and reduction of timelines. The SEBI said the timeline for redressal of complaints has been reduced to 21 calendar days. The gross goods and services tax revenue for March this year has witnessed the second highest collection ever at 1,78,000 crore rupees with an over 11% year-on-year growth. Union Finance Ministry said this surge was driven by a significant rise in GST collection from domestic transactions at 17.6%. The average monthly collection for the last fiscal year stands at 1,68,000 crore rupees, surpassing the previous year's average of 1,50,000 crore rupees. The first ever documentary film bazaar is being organized alongside the 18th Mumbai International Film Festival from the 16th to the 18th of June. The government has extended the submission dates of projects for it till the 10th of April. Earlier, the deadline to submit the projects was till yesterday. Information and Broadcasting Ministry said the documentary film bazaar aims to be a first-of-its-kind comprehensive platform designed to promote and support documentary, short films and animation content, showcasing talent in filmmaking, production and distribution. In Pakistan, the Islamabad High Court suspended the 14-year sentence given to former Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife Bushra Bibi in the Toshakhana corruption case today. Chief Justice Amir Farooq said appeal against the punishment would be fixed for hearing after Eid holidays. Both were sentenced to 14 years in jail each by an accountability court on the 31st of January for alleged corruption in state gifts they got from the state depository days before the general elections. According to the verdict, Mr. Khan and Mrs. Bushra were barred from holding any public office for 10 years and slapped with a fine of 787 million Pakistani rupees each. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians were 114 for 8 and 18 overs a short while ago against Rajasthan Royals at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals captain Sanju Samson won the toss and opted to bowl first against Mumbai Indians. Tokyo Olympic medalist Mirabai Chano became the only Indian weightlifter to qualify for the Paris Olympics this year after competing successfully at the IWF World Cup in Phuket, Thailand today. The 29-year-old Olympic silver medalist finished third in Group B of the women's 49-kilogram 11th overall at the event to book her berth at the 2024 Paris Games. Chano, who is back in action after a six-month-long injury layoff, lifted a total of 184-kilogram at the World Cup, which is the final and a compulsory qualifier for Paris 2024. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on ease of filing income tax return with Dharmveer Singh, Commissioner of Income Tax and Chartered Accountant Sanjeev Narayan. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to our guests about filing of income tax return, old and new tax regime, and other income tax filing processes. To participate, simply dial the telephone number 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444. The Hindustan Aeronautics Limited has delivered to Dornier 228 planes to the Guyana Defence Force. In a social media post, President of Guyana, Dr. Irfan Ali, said the planes arrived at Chedi Jagan International Airport last evening aboard two Boeing C-17 Globemaster military transport planes. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India's defence export crosses 21,000 crore rupee mark for the first time, grew over 32% in 2023-24 financial year. Home Minister Amit Shah speaks to Chief Ministers of West Bengal, Assam and Manipur after storm hits the states, assures all assistance. IMD forecasts more number of heat wave days in most parts of the country until June. In sports, Mirabai Chanu becomes only Indian weightlifter to qualify for Paris Olympics. And in cricket match underway between Mumbai Indians and Rajasthan Royals at Mumbai. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.